of the enemies. Last of all is set the name of Melkor, he who arises in might. But that name he has forfeited, and the Noldor, who among the elves suffered most from his malice, will not utter it, and they name him Morgoth, the dark enemy of the world. Great might was given to him by Ilúvatar, and he was coeval with Manwë. In the powers and knowledge of all the other Valar he had part, but he turned them to evil purposes, and squandered his strength in violence and tyranny. For he coveted Arda, and all that was in it, desiring the kingship of Manwë and dominion over the realms of his peers. From splendor he fell through arrogance to contempt for all things save himself, a spirit wasteful and pitiless. Understanding he turned to subtlety and perverting to his own will all that he would use, until he became a liar without shame. He began with the desire of light, but when he could not possess it for himself alone, he descended through fire and wrath into a great burning, down into darkness. And darkness he used most in his evil works upon Arda, and filled it with fear for all living things. Yet so great was the power of his uprising, that in ages forgotten he contended with Manwë and all the Valar, and through long years in Arda, held dominion over most of the lands of the earth. But he was not alone. For of the Maia, many were drawn to his splendor in the days of his greatness, and remained in that allegiance down into his darkness. And others he corrupted afterwards to his service with lies and treacherous gifts. Dreadful among these spirits were the Valar Auka, the scourges of fire that in Middle-earth were called the Balrogs, demons of terror. Among those of his servants that have names, the greatest was that spirit whom the Eldar called Sauron, or Gorthaur the Cruel. In his beginning, he was of the Maia of Aule, and he remained mighty in the lore of that people. In all the deeds of Melkor, the Morgoth upon Arda, in his vast works and in the deceits of his cunning, Sauron had a part, and was only less evil than his master in that for long he served another and not himself. But in after years he rose like a shadow of Morgoth and a ghost of his malice, and walked behind him on the same ruinous path down into the void. Here ends the Valar Quenta.